Our gospel lesson is from Matthew 6, the first six verses, and then 16 to 21. The scripture is right in the middle of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And this is Jesus speaking. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. For then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound the trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they've received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they've received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they're fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The word of the Lord. As Kathy has told us, Ash Wednesday begins the season of Lent, 40 weekdays leading up to Easter. Lent is a time for self-inspection, for thinking about what we might need to improve in our own lives and in the lives of our Christian community. It is also a time for reminding ourselves of the sacrificial life that Jesus led, as we prepare for the heartache and the joy of the cross to come. The passage that Kathy read from Isaiah begins with a sense of excitement. God commands the prophet to shout without reservation, as if using a battle trumpet to call the people to action. But the call is not a joyous one. The people think they have been seeking God, but they need to face the reality that they have been chasing other things instead. Isaiah's audience thinks they're seeking God. They may honestly believe that they want to be in God's paths, in God's presence, but they have deluded themselves. These people think that acts of worship, such as fasting, will draw God's attention and admiration. God tells them that such fasting will not impress God. Instead, God is present in acts of righteousness. To seek God truly means to look where God is, in the midst of work for justice. The problem with the people's actions is that they are fasting, while at the same time engaging in acts of unrighteousness. When Isaiah's audience leaves their worship, they oppress their workers, and then they quarrel and fight. God most pointedly rebukes the people for one thing. They pay more attention to their own interest than to the welfare of others. Ash Wednesday is not merely a time to meditate on our own mortality. Dust you are, and to dust you shall return. or to confess our individual sins and failings. Rather, on Ash Wednesday, it is important that we be reminded that the Lenten discipline God desires from us has nothing to do with giving up things of little consequence, and has everything to do with taking on a more disciplined concern for meeting concretely the needs of the afflicted. In the passage read from Isaiah, we find a hypocritical gap between the conduct of the community in real life and the conduct of the community in worship. The community's fasting is ineffectual because its purpose is to cloak lives that are selfish, unjust, and violent. Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and fight and to strike with a wicked fist. The true purpose of fasting is to instill the virtue of humility and the commitment to justice. Notice what Kathy read. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. True fasting involves not just solitary abstinence, but the deliberate choice to give to those in need. Jesus has much to say in Matthew 6, in the Sermon on the Mount, about practicing our piety before others in order to be seen by them. Notice what we see in these verses. Here come the almsgivers into the courts of God, and they are accompanied by the brass section of the band. They give a few dollars to this cause and the trumpet's fanfare. A few dollars more to another cause, and the trombones blare a salute. Over there stand people praying. You know they're praying because everyone in the room knows they're praying. People blocks away may hear their praying. And the words go on and on and on. Here come people fasting. You know they're fasting by their gaunt faces and their mussed hair and their torn garments, because you have to do something to show people you're fasting. The problem with fasting is that no one can see what you're not doing. What's the good of that? So these folks stagger forward, hoping for a formidable smudge of ashes to let everyone know they've been to worship. In every case, for the almsgivers, for the ones praying loudly, and for the ones fasting conspicuously, Jesus says, truly I tell you, they have received their reward. Lent can be a dangerous time. We sometimes want to contain the season to 6 weeks of doing good, rather than building a Lent that becomes alive. This, very simply, is what Jesus asked his disciples to do at this point in his Sermon on the Mount, building a Lent that becomes alive. Do not be holy because it is what the world expects of you. Rather, learn to live holy lives because a closer relationship to the God who sees in secret will be reward enough. Every time that we give more of ourselves away, every time that we do not ask for a reward, we find that a piece of our own broken lives has been mended. In order to build up, we must give out. At the heart of all this business of fasting, giving, praying, and of not hoarding the things of this life, Jesus offers one universal truth. The world says, prepare for the worst. Take care of yourself. Hoard your money and hide it under the bed. Avoid the stranger. Take care of your own And one day he or she will take care of you. Jesus, however, says, prepare for the best. Live expansive lives. Give generously. Engage the stranger. Care for the needy. As George Strait reminds us, the hearse doesn't come with a luggage rack. He really did. I checked that to make sure he really did say that. So he sung it, but that's okay. So Lent is not about feeling holy, but about lifelong commitments that help us hold on to the things that will sustain us. The danger in Lent is that we go through the motions of discipline without learning how to live Lent. The danger is that we do everything right, but never ask ourselves how right behavior changes how we live our lives. It is a dangerous thing to lead a holy life, to ask the same questions of ourselves that Jesus asked of his disciples. In these moments of utter truth and honesty, we are assured that when no one else can hear us or see any of our actions, God does, in fact, see and hear. That is good news. The result is more than we might have expected. Isaiah tells us that God will make our lives flourish like a watered garden. Not only will our own lives flourish, so will the life of our whole society. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. When we are following God's path through worship and justice, light breaks forth into the world, bringing dawn and healing to us and all around us. Justice does not bring a mere temporary improvement, but leads to God's abundance that provides enough for everyone. So also Jesus promises rewards will come to those who give themselves away in almsgiving, who shed themselves in prayer, and who empty themselves to be filled by God's goodness. That is what the Church of Jesus Christ celebrates in Holy Lent. Amen. after the prayer, for those of you who wish to have ashes imposed, you can come up in two lines. Kathy and I will do that. And I would ask you to please depart in silence.